Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news right off the bat. Before we even say hello to the DOC, the Washington Commanders have struck, baby. Hello, Marshawn Lattimore from the New Orleans Saints. Four-time Pro Bowl cornerback Marshawn Lattimore heading to the Washington Commanders. There was apparently at least a four-team derby for Lattimore to be acquired from the 2-7 Saints. Washington went hard. All the reports coming in, they apparently traded a third-rounder. We're not sure which of the two third-round picks, whether it be the one through Miami and ultimately the one they got from Philadelphia for Jahan Dotson or their own. We're trying to figure that all out. But they apparently did it for a third rounder. They are 7-2. They got a corner that likes to play man coverage. Again, mentioned four-time Pro Bowler. Mentioned he is the veteran juice, if you will, that you needed without going all in and crazy and over the top and sacrificing your future. And with that, we say good afternoon to the DOC. Doc, how about that? In between Coach Sheehan's end of the show and our start, Marshawn Lattimore, as we had kind of like been hearing all morning, becomes unofficially a Washington Commander.
Hey, man, our front office, they approve it of it. I approve of it. If you don't trust them now, you never will, and why wouldn't you? And from a defensive standpoint, proof is in the pudding, because it's not just that he's a good corner, it's that he's a good guy, and he's not a jackass. So they're bringing in a guy that fits their culture and can also play, and it's at this third most coveted position in the sport.
Yeah.
Cornerback. So, yeah, thumbs up.
Well, it was their number one need. We all knew that, correct? The only other way you would solve that would be to add a pass rushing edge stud, yep, dynamo to bolster that. And even that's not a guarantee, because that dude's not going to obviously be causing havoc on every snap. Whereas Marshawn Lattimore, it absolutely helps. But Marshawn Lattimore is a guy who can help you on every snap. Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to get beat. That doesn't mean he's going to be that he's not going to drive you crazy from time to time. Every cornerback gets beat. Every cornerback makes penalties or gets penalties. But Marshawn Lattimore, if he's on the field, and that's been a little bit of an issue, we'll tackle that as we go along here. Marshawn Lattimore immediately not only makes you better, Doc, it not only solves your number one problem, but it also signals to the rest of the NFL, and they could make another trade here. The deadline's not until 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It signals to the rest of the NFL that the Commanders believe, just like a lot of us believe, that they are not only a good team, but they think they are a very good team and on the precipice of being great. Whether that happens this year or not, don't know. Marshawn Lattimore makes them a lot better. He immediately becomes their number one corner. And it makes everyone else better, Doc, if you think about this, right? Now you can move Sandra Still, if you want, back inside. Because you have St. Juste, who's been masquerading, not his fault, as your number one corner.
I like him.
right? Yeah. But he's not a number one, and he's a pending free agent. Mm-hmm. He's not a number one, and why put that pressure on him?
Well, I look at it completely differently. It's, to me, what he gives you is now he wrecks your look, you got a number one in Dallas, a number one in New York, and a number one in Philadelphia that you can't cover. That just changed that game plan now. Now when we play those people, we play twice every stinking year.
Yeah.
Now they approach you differently. That's why he's worth his weight in gold.
Lattimore.
Because you had no option for somebody you played twice.
Yes.
You can't cover their aces.
Well, correct.
So absolutely. Now you got a chance.
But now you don't have to ask Benjamin St. Juice to do all that. Not by himself.
He's not built for that.
Right.
That's your fault that you didn't have someone because you failed on your number one pick.
Well,
the kid from Mississippi State.
That's your guy, Ron Rivera.
But I'm just saying, your failures in the past put your team, exposed your team. Because you don't have and didn't have, you're gaining a premier rush in. But every really good team already has one.
Yeah.
So these are benchmarks. All champions have one. Kansas City won last night. Yeah, they got Pat. But that big number 95 on their defensive line, he comes through on demand every stinking time when you need him most.
Yeah, the Commanders still don't have that. They don't have a war daddy like that.
Right.
But they have a group of guys that are getting better and getting there.
Well, you know, it's unfair to pick the best guy in the league and say what you don't have. I'm answering your question. What Lattimore does for me, see, I only believe I'm a divisional guy first. I only care about who we play twice and if they're better than we are, and we haven't beaten them. So to me, it covers a big gap within our division that we don't match up against their ones. Yeah. We've been slaughtered by them.
Well, specific now, to next Thursday night, because you've already disposed of the Giants. The Cowboys are coming, but they're not going to have Dak Prescott for at least the first matchup of the two.
Dak.
But they have CeeDee Lamb and so on and so forth. Yeah. Marshawn Lattimore might not play this Sunday, but my guess is he will.
Is he injured?
Against the Steelers? Well, just because he's getting here on
it's
tonight.
Football. If he's not injured, I'm just saying it's football.
Maybe he does. I assume he'll play, but I don't know. But I know he will play.
Bet against him not playing that.
Fine. Okay. I know he will play next Thursday night in Philly, which to your point, immediately gives you an upgraded answer to trying to defend A.J. Brown.
Yeah. We all think differently. We all have our own set of criteria that build up who we are. Everybody has the right to do it their own way. I'm here for a reason. And so the reason today is to tell you strategically from the inside out why I think this is a slam dunk. And I'm not surprised by it because our people over there know what they're doing now. And they show it over and over again. The beauty that our fan base has got to respect is that he accepted it. It's not that they went after him. Hell, they've been going after everybody. But now people don't give you the finger. They shake their hand out and say thank you. So now we've become attractive as opposed to being the plague. So it's a whole new ball game now. So now strategically, it's nothing personal. We're upgrading at every respectable position we can.
All right, that is Rick Doc Walker. We are just getting rocking and rolling, and here's the layout. We obviously knew that this was a possibility. We had a show planned out for you already that is going to feature two prominent NFL analysts. Devin McCourty, three-time Super Bowl champion, and current Westwood One analyst. He'll be on the call for the Ravens and the Bengals this Thursday night. But more importantly, he was on the call for the Giants and Pittsburgh last Monday night, which is Pittsburgh, of course, the upcoming opponent. And, oh, by the way, he'll be able to weigh in on Marshawn Lattimore now that trade is being reported. And then Charles Davis, who will call the game with Ian Eagle on CBS this Sunday at Northwest Stadium, back-to-back, scheduled. So we will have both premier top analysts, and then we will be able to take your call on the Marshawn Lattimore trade, which is coming up, which is not official yet, but which is reported. JT?
I was going to say, so some of the details are out on the trade.
I've just seen third-round pick. I haven't seen which one.
So, via Adam Schefter, Commanders are trading a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and a sixth-round pick to the Saints. Mm. Washington gets Lattimore and the Saints' fifth-round pick back.
Interesting. All right, I'm going to need some time to process that because they got a sixth for John Ridgeway from New Orleans. Either way, we'll sort it all out, but here's what we know. Marshawn Lattimore is coming to Washington. Here's what we know. The Commanders are for bleeping real.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.